Paulo Guzmão, Political and Economic Development in Latin America.
Okay. Paulo is a Brazilian born in American clothing. That is, he sometimes lives in Venezuela on the United Nations bill and always boasts of his ability to travel to Cuba. His cigarette smoking reminds historians of Stalin's pact with the Nazis and that a healthy relationship with tobacco cannot last. Luckily for his lungs, Paulo ain't into history. His interest in politics and economics is very real, though. The moral of his introduction is to learn that Paulo is a neoliberalist, like Charles Manson was a humanist. Paulo is firm in denying any relation between goats and his goatee. He stipulated that I emphasize this point clearly in the writing of Nuestro Grupo. I never thought there wasn't a connection, P. You mentioned it.
Yeah, I mentioned it. I mentioned it up because I heard through the Oaxacan grapevine that you hold a nasty penchant for wordplay, you thin-lipped pheasant.
Jesus, I've never been accused of confusing a person's goatee with a goat, and I sure as hell have never been called a thin-lipped pheasant. What even is a pheasant?
It's you.
Paulo enlightened me. How did you hear my inner monologue?
You were moving your thin pheasant lips, that's how you...
I ran out of the room before Manson or Stalin joined in on the berating. Playing soccer across the Mexican town, I was impressed by Paulo's agility.
Agility, Max? That's A-G-I...
I know how to spell it.
Just making sure, pheasant.
He cried the last word and then ran out of the room himself. Paulo has taught me the talk of pheasants gets people on the move. To wrap Paulo up best, tranquilize him, and then tape till you drop. These two things are crucial, because he is strong. Stronger than any wrapping paper that you're likely to find. I tried to wrap him up one night while he was sleeping, but did not get far. I was set on mailing him to Alaska, but was out of tranquilizers.
What the fuck, Max? What are you doing?
It was a joke, Paulo.
Smothering me with what? What is this, wrapping paper in the middle of the night? How'd you get in here anyway?
I can't remember, but wouldn't that have been funny if you woke up in fucking Alaska? What would you have done?
What?
Paulo doesn't relate to my sense of humor. You could tell Paulo that his name begins with a P, but he is more likely to do the jig than to listen to you.
I've always seen myself as more of a dancer than a linguist.
He is a good dancer, but I'm suspicious of his words, since he usually puts them together very well. You're telling me you're not a linguist, Paulo?
Max, I could tell you that the Earth is round and that Bob Saget is a comic genius of our time, but it just doesn't have that same appeal, the same flavor as the dance floor.
It's always a full house in the mind of Paulo. Paulo really listens to music when it's playing, and will let you in on this point in the main event of Heart to Heart.
You hear that? Yeah!
He looks to the stereo and bounces his head. Paulo, nothing's playing.
I know, just talking about my heart.
He treasures his organs and is uneasy about donations.
I mean, I'll give some blood here and a pocket full of change there, but the idea of a Barry Manilow or an Alexander Haig walking around with my shit just rubs me the wrong way. You know, kind of like this.
He demonstrates by massaging his own arm. Sure, Paulo, I know. Paulo takes himself seriously. He also takes cream in his coffee. And it's usually when caffeine has a hold of him that he hops around like a bunny, threatening anyone who thinks he's joking around.
When I get in bunny mode, I get a little aggressive, that's all.
The next morning goes out to the reader. If Paulo invites you to a cafe, bring a pocket full of baby carrots with you to keep him subdued.
God, Max, can't I have a more appealing alter ego than a rabbit?
It's a bunny, actually, Paulo, but thanks for asking.
Thanks for asking?
You see, Paulo, just like a bunny, you don't know when to say you're welcome when thanked. Even with the luck of his feet, Paulo was victim to my reason in this case. Paulo would be a man of few words if he didn't talk so much.
I need a lot more than a few to get what I'm meaning across.
Even while using many, Paulo chooses his words carefully.
If by carefully you mean out of a hat, then you're right on, Max.
I finally knew why Paulo was always carrying with him a sombrero full of paper scraps.
You didn't know what that was for?
I just thought you always looked to play charades. Paulo knows that great ideas cannot come all the time, but is confused why they can't come more often. It's not that he hasn't had one or two great ones himself. He just wants the number multiplied by 10 or so.
That's like 10 or 20.
I had a great idea to play games with him. Maybe you could invent a machine that multiplies ideas for you. But his mind was already playing games with itself.
No, Max. I think we're getting ahead of ourselves.
He latched onto my arm and sparked a light bulb in his head.
I've got it, George.
Max!
We can invent a machine that multiplies numbers.
Like a calculator?
George, you genius. You have a name for it already.
Paulo has been rocking the Oaxacan streets like a hurricane, but the damage he leaves behind is more desirable than anything.
I leave people wanting more, that's for sure.
There's plenty of Paulo to go around, but around and around may be too much.
I'm not a fucking carnival ride.
But you do have to pay for his company. Time is money in his world, and if you find yourself a part of it, you better be giving him one or the other. And time is an easy thing to give, so that doesn't leave us much of a choice, does it, Paulo?
I'm not listening.
He stuck his hand out in front of me. Are you serious? I asked.
What do you mean, am I serious? Of course I am. You're just writing about it, remember?
I reached into my pocket and felt only my house key. I'm a little short right now, Paolo.
Don't give me that shit. You're the tallest one in the group.
Paolo, along with Alejandro, is learning the language of the Zapotecs, the people native to these Oaxacan parts.
That's number four on my list.
He's already fluent in English, Spanish, and Portuguese, or so he says he is.
Don't knock my list just because it's nicer than yours, man.
Don't worry, Paolo. The only knocking I'm doing is on heaven's door. And all I want on my list when I get there is a nice-looking number two.
I didn't think you were a heaven and hell kind of guy.
Oh, I'm not. I just want to display the phrase number two to the dude at the gate. Thanks,
Pete. Hello!